So Tim reporting for Ashbourne Radio, currently with Peter Gadsby. Peter, just heard from a gentleman there, you've turned the ball up and scored, is that right?
Yes, that's right. 1965, I scored the ball. I think I'm still the youngest that's got a ball. And then in 1996, I had the privilege of throwing up the ball. So, yes, it's a unique honour, and I'm delighted.
So you're down here today. What do you make of the whole atmosphere and the whole game?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's a nice day, and I was just saying to Brel, the atmosphere is lovely. It's been played well. There's a good crowd, and everybody seems to be enjoying themselves. The play is very contained this year, very contained in the town. It's just gone in the river, and it's never, you can never tell what's going to happen. But it's, it looks like being a good day because, as you imagine, Tim, if it stays like this, it'll either run away at 4 o'clock and be gold, or it'll stay and this ball will be worked all the way till 10 o'clock.
So I imagine you come down quite a few years in the past, is that right?
Yeah, I come most years. And having been year after year, you can watch and you have a good idea which way it's going. You get an idea who's got the ball. You can see the groups of players all manoeuvring. They take a gamble of which way it's going to go. And you can see the runners waiting to pick the ball up. So, yeah, it's you know, there are tactics. More than people say, there are tactics.
A lot of tactics, Peter. Just on yourself as well, what's going on with you at the moment? Obviously, you've had a lot of interactions with Derby County in the past. What's the current Peter Gadsby goings-on?
Well, yes, I was with Derby for built the stadium and the academy, and then was the chairman. And I'm not involved now, but I obviously watch and I go regularly. But my business life is very full, so that keeps going. But Mel Morris, who's the current chairman, was the director with me when we bought the club in 2006 until we sold it in 2009. So Mel's had a breeding, and I've got a relationship with him, and I have a good idea what he's probably thinking.
It is moving away from the whole situation here, which is amazing at Shrovetide. But there's obviously a lot going on with Derby at the moment, right now. What's your take on the whole situation?
Well, the take on the situation is that, first of all, when I was chairman and we won at Wembley, which was we shouldn't have done, we came up the hard way, it was known as the golden prize of 50 million, which was unheard of for the game. I understand this year, with the new overseas money, that in actual fact it will be 5 billion. So if you go up this year, you get 200 million. Now, the prize is getting phenomenal, and that's why football is changing. And if you think, Tim, in 3 or 4 years' time, the championship will be a completely different thing. Derby have clearly had a go. It isn't working. Big decisions being taken, and I think the next month's going to be very interesting.
So back to today anyway, and how do you see the game going? Obviously it's been tight so far, but from experience, what do you reckon this kind of weather and forecast ahead, what do you reckon you can see happening?
Well, the Ashbourne people will probably begin to gather now that it's getting much more tactical and organised. They're fitter. They hunt in packs, they all train together. So there are now groups of people, and I hear that there is almost agreements as who's going to goal it, which was unheard of. So I think the answer to that, Tim, is you've no idea. They're really strong players at the moment. So it's like any sporting game. It's a fair game, which means that anything can happen, and that's the way it should be.
And finally, then, as a former player, any advice for those out there?
Well, for those out there, I was always a runner. And my advice would be that take a gamble, stay 10, 20, 30 yards away from the pack. When the ball breaks, keep running. One thing you know for sure is if the ball's down and kicking, don't try and pick it up early. Eventually the ball will come out to two or three people, and that's when your chance will be there.
Thanks very much, Peter.
Okay.